We need to take a moment to kind of cap the season of the Lions are officially done.
Oh, yeah.
We need to review from the beginning of the season the morning team predictions of how we thought the Lions were going to do.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Well, actually, before we do that, a couple other things. You know, we also had other polls. We asked before the season who you thought would win more games, Michigan, Michigan State, or the Lions.
Yes.
Of course, everyone thinking the Lions have the advantage because they play 17 games.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
But this year, our pollster said that Michigan would win the most games this season.
Which they were correct.
51% said that. And so, yes, congratulations, pollsters, for knowing that.
Yep.
Unfortunately, our pollsters were also right. Now that the college football championship is over, remember going into it, we had asked when Michigan got into it, you know, would Michigan lose to TCU or would they win and then, you know, go on?
Yeah.
And that's where the most votes that got that were 30% saying that Michigan was going to lose to TCU.
Oh, well, all right.
And our pollsters were right.
Yeah, those Michigan State fans came out in droves for that one.
They came out. Maybe some Georgia and Ohio State fans, too. I don't know. But they were right on that. So those were those two polls. Now, the Lions prediction, because I think we reviewed the Michigan and Michigan State because those seasons ended.
Yes.
Yeah, because we gave congratulations to Pat for being the only one that actually predicted the undefeated season for Michigan, which was very impressive.
Thank you.
You know, that's going out on a limb. It really is. I mean, an undefeated season is not easy. So the Lions finished 9-8, a winning record. Which Pat was most pessimistic.
Well, rightly so, I think.
At 6-11.
Hey, you know, that was still doubling their win total at the time.
It was. And frankly, at the way the Lions started,
yep,
it looked like Pat was right on track. Right on track.
Or that I had overestimated.
Art Lewis, you predicted an 8-9 season.
Hey, close.
Ooh. Yeah, you were close. Yeah, just flip one game there, and yeah, we've been okay.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, as I had done the previous couple of years, thinking that the Lions were a 500 team, so I predicted the 8-8-1. Didn't get the tie.
Though
in the previous year, you might remember, I predicted a tie, and the Lions did get a tie.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, but
that's right. I remember.
So nobody got the 9 wins, but
well, you got 8.5, so you get credit.
Close, no, thank, yeah, no, thank, you're close.
Thank you. But boy, next year, I mean, frankly, the last several years, I think it's always been below 500. You know, mm-hmm. Or for me, I've always said 500, but I don't think nobody's.
Yeah, then it's going to be. Oh,
it's you know
momentous.
A couple of free press articles this morning that I picked out to talk about later. Mitch Albom, headline, "In my world, the Detroit Lions are still playing and winning." And the other headline, "Detroit Lions earn their spot on the national stage for the first time in decades." Sub-headline, "And the NFL is noticing."
Yeah,
they need to. They need to.
Yes.
I mean, let's face it. I'm sure the NFL would like a team that would give a little bit new life, shall we say, new storylines.
Mm-hmm.
Because, frankly, you look at the playoffs, and there's some of the same old people.
Yeah, although I will say, it is kind of strange having a playoff season without the Packers, Patriots, or the proud Pittsburgh Steelers.
About time.
Yeah, so it is a little odd. But some of these other teams that are there, so some of these Saturday games are going to be tough to watch.
But when it comes to the Lions, I have a message for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, what's the message?
Move over. There's a new national team.
Well,
I will predict, though, right now. Here's a prediction, early prediction.
Okay.
They've already released who the Lions are playing next year, yep, and where they're playing. We just don't know when exactly. But I will predict that the Kansas City Chiefs and Dallas Cowboy games will be nationally televised.
Oh.
Yeah, it could be. There'll be several. I'll bet there'll be more than two.
You're talking
games of the week and
Sunday night or Monday night. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Those primetime games.
Maybe even Thursday. Who knows?
Maybe Thursday's not as.
When's the last time the Lions have played a Thursday game?
Other than Thanksgiving. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it.
Every year.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, yeah, a Thursday night primetime game. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, after the audience this past Sunday, they'll be on the radar for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's where we are at the end of 2022, early in 2023 for the Lions season.